Track 54.
Oh, that was a lovely dinner.
Yes, thanks, guys. It's great that you did it all yourselves.
Well, May did most of it herself, and we all helped.
We enjoyed cooking it.
Yes, it was fun in that little kitchen.
We're going to do the washing up too, so you can just sit and relax.
Ah, great. I'll look at the route for tomorrow's trip.
And I'll just upload some of today's photos so everyone can see what we've been doing. I'll enjoy myself. Dan, can you pass me the laptop, please?
Oh, yes, here it is.
That's all done now.
Good.
Mum, what are you doing?
I'm uploading some photos from today, like I said.
No, I mean, what are you looking at?
Oh, these. I was putting up the photos, and I was just looking at some of these old ones. Look, don't you look cute?
Mum, when did you put those photos online?
Oh, I don't know. A long time ago. What's the matter, Bex?
What's the matter? David, look at these.
What? Oh, yuck. You and me in the bath. How old were we? 2?
And look at this one. It's me in that awful pink dress and long frizzy hair. And look at this one of you.
I can see it. Nappy, face covered in chocolate. Great.
David, it's not funny.
No, you're right. It isn't.
What's the problem, guys? Your grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles love to see your photos.
I think they're worried about who else can see them, love.
But why? It's a great family album.
Matt, does your mum post photos of you online?
Well, yes, she does, but she's careful. We decide together what to post.
What?
And what about your parents, May?
My mum and dad don't like to share information anymore. They worry about who can see it and what they might do with it. So they don't put much online. They're quite suspicious.
But why? It's for ourselves. Just for our family, who we don't see very often. It's fun for them to see the photos and read information about us. What are your mum and dad suspicious of?
Well, if you aren't careful, criminals can get the information as well. Dad had a bad experience when someone stole his identity and pretended to be him so they could borrow money from the bank. They got lots of details from his social media page. There isn't just information on the page. Photos keep information, like where they were taken, so people can work out your address.
I see.
Mum likes to keep in touch with people, but she thinks it's best to keep information private. Mrs. Sinclair? Kate, what are your privacy settings?
Well, I don't know. The default ones, I suppose, so our friends and family can see things.
I'll have a look. Mum, you're sharing everything with the whole world.
What?
That means all of our school friends and enemies and teachers can see photos of us in our nappies.
Ah, I see your point.
And in fact, anyone can take the photos and use them, like in advertisements.
Isn't that illegal?
Well, probably not, because of the terms and conditions which you clicked on when you started using the site. They will say that you aren't allowed to keep control over the use of the images.
And I guess that in the future, when you apply for jobs, employers could see everything too.
There's nothing bad here about Bex and David.
Yes, we know, Mum. It's just embarrassing at the moment. But we've learnt to be careful what we post online, because it stays there as a digital footprint.
So we don't post anything which might be a problem in the future, like people behaving stupidly in the playground or at parties.
Okay. I see why you were cross with me, Bex. Let's change the privacy settings. Then we can all decide on the terms and conditions. We can think about questions we need to ask ourselves before we put anything online.